In the state budget, Karnataka Chief Minister Basavaraj Bommai, who is also the finance minister, has made the allocation of 1,000 crore rupees for the comprehensive development and renovation of temples and various religious mathas spread across the state. Budgetary allocation has been made earlier as well for the improvement, renovation and restoration of old, ancient and heritage temples. In comparison to the previous year's allocation, the amount has been enhanced to 425 crore rupees, which by any measure is a great enhancement. The increased allocation is not a big surprise given the fact that the chief minister also happens to be the finance minister. Although 1,000 crore rupees have been announced for the improvement and development of temples, there is no clear roadmap about the way it will be utilized. Karnataka Chief Minister Basavaraj Bommai presented the state budget for the financial year 2023-24 at Vidhana Sodha in Bengaluru. BSY lays down the practice. Releasing monetary benefits to religious institutions and more so to the Hindu religious ones was hitherto unheard of during the earlier regimes of the state. The new tradition was laid down when B.S. Yediyurappa during his stint as Deputy Chief Minister of the state in 2008. It was witnessed also during the first BJP alliance government with the Janata Dal Secular under a 20-20 months pact. B.S. Yediyurappa continued the populist trend while he remained the Chief Minister for four different tenures. The opposition parties led by the Congress tried in vain to raise a hue and cry over the issue. But in the bargain, more and more religious mathas became beneficiaries of religious grants. In March 2011, B.S. Yediyurappa as the Chief Minister and Finance Minister presented his budget without any mention about grants to the mathas. But, during his reply to the discussion over budget in the Assembly for the year 2011-12, 20 crore rupees was provided for religious institutions. However, the same went up to 110 crore rupees during the year 2012-13. Siddaramaiah, the then leader of the opposition in assembly, criticized the measure of allocating public money to private religious institutions. Funds to mathas become debatable issue. Apart from resistance by the opposition, the subject also became a hot topic in the media and social networking sites for a pretty long period of time. It attracted both supporters and detractors. There were any number of people who hailed the government's decision, and likewise there was no dearth of people who made it a pretext to admonish the party, government and B.S. Yediyurappa personally. D.V. Sadananda Gowda and Jagadish Shetter, subsequent chief ministers following the exit of B.S. Yediyurappa, also continued the practice of releasing financial aid to the religious mathas. Jagadish Shetter granted over 250 crore rupees to establishments run by religious institutions in the budget for 2013-14. He had also mentioned that 125 crore rupees will be provided for hostels, educational institutions and community institutions run by various mathas. B.S. Yediyurappa in his 34 months tenure earlier had released 300 crore rupees. Continuation of BSY legacy. In a way, Basavaraj Bommai's magnanimous gesture and pronouncement of sanctioning 1,000 crore rupees in the state budget for repair, maintenance and restoration of temples in the state is a continuation of the legacy laid down by B.S. Yediyurappa, ever since the BJP came to power, right from the alliance government days. Ram Mandir in Ramadevera better. The state budget has also made a plan for making a majestic Ram Mandir on the picturesque Ramadevra, Ram God, Betta, Hillock, in Ramanagara district. Dr. C.N. Ashwatnarayan, Higher Education Minister and Ramanagar District in Charge Minister, had been lobbying for the same since quite some time. Interestingly, although the project gets a mention in the budget, no specific allocation is being found on record. Free temple from government control. The Vishwa Hindu Parishad, VHP, has been demanding from the state governments to free temples from their control. CM Bommai made an announcement in this regard while presenting the state budget on March 4, 2022. Karnataka Chief Minister B.S. Bommai announced that the government would free the temples from government control in the state. There is a long-pending demand to do away with the government control of the temples. Considering this demand of devotees, autonomy will be given to temples which come under the purview of the Endowment Department. Necessary legal action will be taken to delegate the discretion of developmental works to the temples, CM Bommai said in the assembly while presenting the budget. At present, the temple management has to seek government permission to utilize the revenue generated by the temples. The plan for the development of temples and utilization of funds must be pre-approved by the government. In the BJP state executive meeting in Hubli in December last year, CM Bommai had announced that his government had plans to introduce a bill to free temples and Hindus' religious institutions in the state from government control. There are 34,558 temples in Karnataka that fall under government regulation and are controlled by Hindu religious institutions and charitable endowment department. CM Bommai had said it was an ideological commitment. Anjanadri Hill gets 100 crore rupees. However, on the other hand, Anjanadri Hill Pilgrimage Center in Koppal district has been given 100 crore rupees for overall development and to develop it into a sought-after tourist place. Anjanadri Hill is renowned for the Lord Hanuman temple situated on the hill. The devotees have believed it to be the birthplace of the Lord Anjaney. Both these projects, such as the construction of Ram Mandir on Ramadevra Betta in Ramanagara district and Anjanadri Hill development, are seen as projects complementary to the Ram temple in Ayodhya. Chief Minister Basavaraj Bommai, in the election eve budget, has also announced several other projects relating to many historical and religious places. Some of them include the implementation of permanent facility development scheme for Anjanadri Betta, Chamundi Betta, Hampi Monuments Development and Mysuru Exhibition Authority. An amount of 60 crore rupees has been proposed for the development of Hampi Vijaya Vittala Temple, Gol Gumbaz of Vijaypura, Boganandishwara Temple at the foothills of Nandi Hills in Chikkaballapur district, Badami Caves in Bagalkot district, Kittur Fort in Belagavi district and Bidar Fort in Bidar district. Development of Samadhis. The Chief Minister has also proposed 5 crore rupees for the development of the Samadhi of Sant Sevalal in Suragondanakopa. Sant Sevalal happens to be a revered religious personality of the tribal Lambani, Banjara, community in the state. He has also drawn plans for setting up of the Chenna Bhairadevi Memorial Garden in Honnavar on the western coast. Rs 5 crores have also been proposed for the development of Shahaji Maharaj, Samadhi in Hudagir of the state. As is well known, Shahaji Maharaj happens to be the father of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. Development of temple complexes. It has also been proposed that all-round development of several temple complexes, which include the Sannati Chandralamba Temple, Gangapur Dattatre Temple, Banavasi Madhukeshwara Temple, will take place soon. A tourist circuit has also been planned with Nadaprabhu Kempegowda, the architect of the old Bengaluru, connecting the Ramadevra Betta. 20 crore rupees have also been set aside for the development and protection of the historically famous Malkhed Fort.